This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time for us to spend your time enhancing your life. That's really what my goal has been all along with Your Hidden Power, an hour of conversation every week with people who are very sensitive, people who are informed. I have my regular crew. Ari Geller will join us later on. Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic, and Laura Banks, who is a fabulous astrologer. Those are all part of the normal routine here. And the podcast as well, which you can find at yourhiddenpowershow.com, will feature in the next week or so our conversation with Dr. Patty Ashley, who joins me today. She is a psychotherapist. She's well known as the speaker on the circuit, if you will. I love this. Authenticity architect. I'm going to start there with you, Patty, if I may call you Patty. That's a great handle. It sounds, it rolls off the tongue wonderfully. An authenticity architect. So what does that do? What does that mean? What do you do?
Thanks for having me on the show, and thank you for the compliment. That kind of came to me over the past few years, because I put all the pieces of my work together. I started as a special education teacher, then I was a parent educator and worked for pediatrics and have a second degree in early childhood. And when I got my degree in psychology and started working in the field, I just realized how much of our old patterns in our family systems are not working for us anymore. And in order to recreate the life that we really want, it's kind of like rebuilding a house or restructuring a house. So to try and get to our authentic self, it's really looking at the pieces that we want to excavate, and you know, that maybe we've forgotten, or what are the parts we want to remodel. So that's why I created authenticity architecture.
So what does that say about you? Where'd you come from? How is I have a very good friend who also is someone that I lean on in an energy sense, and a couple of people who have come into this world, into this life, into this work, having been teachers, special ed teachers. One of them was a special ed teacher in my hometown for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. But she had a great sense of self in order to help others. Do you think that that's something that you need to have, is a great sense of self?
Well, I think that is what we do when we excavate the pieces that we may have lost in some of the old family systems. So, and it's not an easy, it's a hero's journey, basically, you know, Joseph Campbell's journey of going into the cave and meeting the allies and the men and the testers and really hashing out the parts of ourselves that work and don't work, and then coming back to the ordinary world with some renewed sense of self. I think that's really the journey of finding the authentic self. It's not a simple task where you go from A to B. But my story is, my father died of a sudden heart attack when I was 11 years old, and I was raised in a Catholic family where, you know, the story there was, well, he's in heaven, so, you know, let's get on with our lives. And he was really my best friend. He was an incredible man, and I was devastated, and I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. Because I just felt like it was, you know, it's a family story. You just move on, and it's a horrible thing. But you know, we do what we need to do to get through it. And so when I was in high school, that's the old
Catholic way of burying your feelings. I'm not, you know, I think that's
exactly
part of religion. The problem with religion is it doesn't teach you to deal with your feelings. It teaches you how to like avoid them.
Exactly. So I, you know, went through my, you know, middle and high school years quite depressed and, you know, maybe with the wrong crowd of people and not doing so great in school, but I had this big aha that I wanted to be a psychologist, and when I told the high school guidance counselor, she said, "You're not smart enough for that." Yeah, and so I said, okay, well, never mind. And then I wasn't sure what I was going to do after high school, and I decided to go to a local college, and I found there was a degree in special education where you could work with kids.
Can we stop for a second there? there. I just want to replay that just in my mind, and how much damage something like that can do to somebody. How, I guess I would ask, this is not politically correct. I go back to my own guidance counselor. Actually, they don't have them much anymore, but we used to have them. You and I are probably about the same age. So we had guidance counselors in school, and they helped to direct us to colleges and stuff. So for somebody to say to you, to have the balsam to say that you aren't smart enough and have that kind of just land on you, and you think, there's the authority figure, she must know. What the hell kind of damage does that do to somebody who may have a thirst for something? And, you know, we all know we may not have the tools to start with, but if you really want to accomplish something, then you work at it. So you just kind of pass that off, and I wanted to go back to it because I think there are a lot of people who say these sorts of things today, including parents. Oh, you're not smart enough to do that.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about when I talk about authenticity architecture. Those are the pieces we want to excavate. Like, what was the impact of that? And, you know, the actual truth is I ended up going into special education and then later early childhood education and then into psychotherapy, and so all those things did inform me. However, I think what happened, and that was in the 1970s when I was in high school, so I think it speaks to our awareness of mental health, which, of course, has gotten a little bit better, but you see what's going on today with, you know, teen suicide is ridiculously high, you know, mental health issues, depression and anxiety in high school, it's off the charts. And I think, so that's the guidance counselor in my experience who had no clue that it wasn't that I wasn't smart enough, it was that I was in some grief that had no place to go because nobody gave me a way to, an understanding of grief and what to do with it. So that's how my journey continued when I started my second degree in early childhood. One of the teachers was a therapist, and the first thing she put on the board was all depression is unresolved grief, and I was 30 at the time. So that's when I started my work in psychotherapy and then moved into parent education and then finally decided, you know what, I really have always wanted to be a therapist, so I got my third degree and I finished up in 2000, and I've been licensed here in Colorado now for, you know, 20 some years and love what I do, and I love that I got to put all those parts together. But absolutely, these are the messages we give to kiddos today that are so out of sync with what's really going on.
Education is, in many ways, so public education is so useless in so many ways. I know that's a blanket condemnation, but I taught in the system for 4 years like you did. I taught on the college level as well back in the early days of me trying to figure out who I was. I thought it was a good way, and I did find out a lot about myself by being involved in education. It's a good way for people to start their process of maturing, in a manner of speaking. We're talking to a lady who's got a lot of great experiences. We'll continue with those. Dr. Patty Ashley is here, the author of Living in the Shadow of the Too Good Mother Archetype. There's a mouthful and a half. On this week's The Amazing Adventures, if you will, of Your Hidden Power, if you have credit card bills that are really putting you in a bad place, talk about psychological relief. You're all stressed out and you want to figure out how to get out from under. Here's the credit card debt hotline number. Call it now and figure out how to reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe. The free advice comes at the other end of 800-560-6760. That's 800-560-6760 for credit card debt relief from the credit card debt hotline, a very unique way, not like a lot of these other outfits. They don't want anything except to help you. And they'll, once they help you, they'll get their piece of the pie out of it. But find out how it works. It's a free call, 800-560-6760.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Your Hidden Power, I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Patty Ashley is with me for the first part of this week's adventure. Her website is Patty Ashley, P-A-T-T-I, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Dr. Ashley's website, PattyAshley.com. You also have a book called Shame-Informed Therapy, The Art and Architecture of Reconstructing the Authentic Self. Is that sort of what we've been talking about?
Absolutely, yeah. That book is for therapists who work with people and, you know, do psychotherapy, and I've been doing some training for therapists for the past 3 years with this company. So that's really a clinical workbook, and it does have all the handouts and all of the tools I use in my authenticity architecture work, and that should be out in the late spring this year.
So you can follow Patty at Twitter at Patty Ashley, Instagram at Patty Ashley, PhD, P. Ashley, PhD. And the work that you're doing, even though it's broad in scope, you do talk to clients individually as well, right, to get through to you via your website. Do you have individual consultations as well?
I do. I have a in-person in my office here in Niwot, which is right outside of Boulder, Colorado. And then I also do online Zoom or phone calls with people who don't live in the area. I also do personal weekend retreats, you know, which is really a deep dive into the work. And I also do group retreats all over the world. I got one planned in France next year. I mean, it's this year. It's July.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't it real? When you come down to people and figuring out what their problems are, they, because of what you were just talking about, your experience with the guidance counselor, people have that with their parents. You lost your dad when you were young. So you don't really have, you feel like you're missing something. You don't know yourself. And maybe not having a lot of fun, even with your life. Is that, you know, people who are just dour and down in the dumps, depressed all the time, they don't really have fun, right?
Right. We can enjoy our lives. And what we know now about brain research is the part of our right brain that allows us to feel joy and pleasure, it doesn't develop optimally when we have repeated amounts of trauma and stress. Then also it affects the nervous system. So in order to rewire the brain, that's part of the word architecture too, is really giving the brain some new opportunities to heal. And it's not verbal. It's all nonverbal,
yeah,
which makes sense, I'm sure, in 30 seconds. But
the nonverbal communication is so important. People and their expressions of love and support. But there's a line there that needs to be drawn. I want to talk about the line so that we're not, it doesn't all seem like, it has to be all loosey-goosey. There's some firmness that's required of parents and teachers, and some of that I think is missing. Let's talk about that as we continue with Patty Ashley here on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Patty Ashley is here with us on Your Hidden Power. Find the podcast every week at yourhiddenpowershow.com. And you can listen to the hour as it's broadcast, which brings me around to the difference between being a mother and a father. I was talking about authority a few minutes ago, and I'm a grandfather of a five-year-old, and I have a certain relationship with my grandson that my daughter and her husband don't have. He's a five-year-old, and I'm 70-ish, and so, but we both have the same kind of fun in life, and we have great fun with each other, and I wonder about that sometimes. Mothers are supposed to be this way, and fathers are supposed to be that way, and grandparents don't have to be either way, but I think I'm having a fabulous impact on him because we genuinely love each other, and he pays attention to that. Just like when I do something that may be off the beaten path, Patty, he'll say, well, my mommy and daddy don't think I should do that. So to speak to firmness and giving children the right value, it's questionable today because there's so many influences from outside. How do we maintain that so the kids are going to feel pretty normal and not stressed out? And, you know, a lot of kids are pretty depressed these days.
That's a really big question, Doug.
It is, yes.
And it's actually a multitude of questions in that one piece. So I guess the main thing I can say is, to sum it all up, is, you know, we're all born with the innate need to be seen and heard. So when we look at attachment theory and what we've learned about, you know, early attachment and how the infant's supposed to mirror, or the caregiver should mirror the infant. So the infant then gets a response from that caregiver. So whether it's a mother or a father or child care provider, the little infant, this is the nonverbal part I was talking about, because in the first 3 years of life, the most important parts of our brain develop, which is the right brain, which is nonverbal and sensory and feeling. So if I feel seen and I feel heard and I feel loved and I feel emotionally safe and protected, then my right brain is going to develop optimally, and I'm going to grow up, and I'm going to feel okay about myself. And, you know, other things happen, too, after the first 3 years, like bullying in school and, you know, somebody whose intelligence may not be, you know, quite the average you know, person's type of intelligence. We know, thank goodness now we know there's all kinds of different types of intelligence. So all the messages, like we were talking about the guidance counselor telling me I wasn't smart enough, all the messages we get from other people influence that right brain neurobiology that says I'm lovable, I'm good enough. I think most of us struggle with I don't feel good enough. I feel like I'm a fraud.
That's right.
Or, you know, I'm never going to get it right. And I think that's why. I think we have a lot to learn about early development.
All right. You have some upcoming events that you're going to do to help people out.
Well, the most important thing I really want to speak to today is my book launch February 4th. This is for my other book, Letters to Freedom, From Fear to Love to Grace. And this is a memoir I wrote after I lost my fiancé to a sudden heart attack, the same way I lost my dad when I was a kid. I really wanted to be very aware of my grief and how I was doing it. And mainly I just sat by my computer and wrote stories. And then 6 or 12 months later, I thought, well, maybe the story will help people. We're doing a big launch party on February 4th, which happens to be the 50th anniversary of when my father died. And I've interviewed 18 authors like Harville Hendrix and Joan Borenzenko and Lee McCormick and Kelly Sullivan Walden and a ton of luminaries in the fields of grief and love and loss. And everyone gets those for free on February 4th if they buy my book. And all you have to do is go to my website, and you can click on Get Your Free Gifts Now and sign up for the launch. I'm also doing an open house in my office that night, and so we're going to do a virtual launch and an open house that night. So that's the big event.
Patty Ashley, P-A-T-T-I, Ashley, PattyAshley.com. Email PattyAshley at iCloud.com. Best of luck, Patty Ashley here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you haven't yet heard of Molly Burke, let me fill you in. She's a typical sushi-loving millennial, a motivational speaker, and a YouTuber with almost 2 million followers. And she's done it all after losing her vision. I spoke with Molly, and she told me that success definitely didn't happen overnight.
No, definitely not. And I think a lot of people get discouraged when they start a YouTube channel, and they look at somebody like me who has 1.8 million and are like, oh, I'm never going to get there. Like, of course. I mean, it took me a year to hit 5,000. And another year to hit 10,000. So it's really about getting into making videos for the right reason, for the passion, loving sharing your story or your message, whatever it is, like creating your own little community. It shouldn't be about the, you know, quote, fame or fortune or whatever that kind of idea might be.
Check out Molly Burke on YouTube.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Iowa Democratic Party says he expects results of yesterday's presidential caucuses in that state to be reported sometime later today. They said in a conference call overnight the party was manually recounting votes in the caucuses after inconsistencies were detected. They were stressing it's a reporting issue, not a hack or intrusion. The candidates have left Iowa now to head to New Hampshire, which will have its first in the nation primary in a matter of days. Before leaving, though, most of them were expressing confidence with how they'll fare in Iowa when the results do come in. Among them, Bernie Sanders.
And when those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Your Hidden Power, the second half hour, first part of the second half hour, always features Uri Geller joining us from his home in Israel. A lot of interesting things going on, just as not having to do with my with the program Your Hidden Power, but with the reality of the deal, if it is a deal. I often ask you about some of the political realities of living in Israel. So the president and Bibi Netanyahu have apparently come up with a deal. I don't know if they've got the Palestinians bought in on it or not, to give them some land. What's the feeling in Israel about that reality?
First of all, you know that Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and Donald Trump are, I would call them good friends, close friends.
Yes. Yep.
I think that Donald Trump was always impressed by Netanyahu, the way he masters the English language. He's so eloquent every time he speaks. And I think that there is a deal here, and I pray to God that they're going to be successful in convincing the Palestinians to go along with this deal.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, also Benny Gantz flew to the White House. Benny Gantz is the opposition, the opponent of Benjamin Netanyahu. We are all waiting for the next elections. Obviously, nobody knows who's going to win, whether it's going to be Bibi or Gantz. But an overall peace plan is good for both sides. So I might be brought into this deal. I can't elaborate more. But, you know, in the past I've done negotiations. For instance, I got the Palestinian Red Crescent and the Israeli Red Cross into the International Red Cross by negotiations. I went to the State Department, Geneva, Zurich, Korea. But finally, the idea of Uri Geller negotiating and bending spoons along the way was actually incredible. And the president of Switzerland, Micheline Kalmer-Rey, in the press conference, she actually said that the road to the success of his historic signature was riddled with bent spoons. Mm-hmm. So I think that something positive will happen from the trip of Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. And I pray to God that it'll happen.
One of the things that also is of note is your connection to Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of England, and some of the things, excuse me, that he says he's been influenced by you in certain circumstances. Is that recent or is that in the past?
No, this is recent. He actually sent some of his parliamentarians to Israel. I met them, and I took them to my giant spoon. Telepathy has it that I'm standing right next to the spoon. Mm-hmm. The giant spoon outside my museum weighs 11 tons, and it's 18 and a half meters. And then I ran up to my apartment. I live a minute and a half from the museum, and I got a spoon that belonged to Prime Minister Golda Meir, who was the greatest prime minister of Israel, and I instilled energy and infused the spoon with positive energy. You know, I believe in energy. Yeah. And I gave it to Boris Johnson's helper, aide, and he gave it to Boris, and he said, if you keep this spoon on you, you're going to win big time. And Boris won a landslide. Mm-hmm. I was very concerned that Jeremy Corbyn, who, you know, many think that he's an anti-Semite, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go into that side. He lost in a huge, huge way, and that was my task, to get Boris elected. So he knows that I can deliver things, and maybe he will actually invite me to join his cabinet in 10 Downing Street.
There you go. Well, I think that was a speculative question from some people that were following you and the relationship you have. Let me ask you about Kobe Bryant. I'm sure the news has made it to Israel about the passing of Kobe Bryant, great basketball player here in Los Angeles. The reason I'm asking you is because a number of people have shared not only photos, but sort of spiritual messages after they've been close to this place where the helicopter went down. And I wonder about sometimes the what gets released when something like that, something violent like that happens.
Well, you know, Doug, when iconic or icons and legends die, whether it's Elvis Presley or President Kennedy or Kobe Bryant, you've got this massive shock, worldwide shock. People will remember where they stood, where they were when they heard the news about Kobe. No doubt, like President Kennedy. So there is an incredible energy released by millions and millions of people around the world when they feel something and they're they're shocked. There is definitely a mind power energy that is released, and you can channel that back into spiritual realms, and that's what happened.
Yeah,
we'll speak about Kobe next week. I have some interesting things to tell you.
All right, that's Uri Geller, live from Tel Aviv. Uri Geller's website, URIGELLER.com, and that museum, Uri Geller Museum. Look at the progress being made there. Fantastic and fabulous way for you to learn more about how to connect with yourself. Uri Geller here on Your Hidden Power. Here's a power that's available to you that's not hidden. For those of you who are trying to lose weight and you're getting frustrated because, okay, now we're at the end of the first month of the year, you haven't had the goal reached that you wanted, you gained, but you can't lose it. So may I suggest that you go to calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, or go to facebook.com/calitrin and see the benefits of using this product when it comes to healthy weight loss. Your choice, and it is your choice, is to do it the positive way, the way that will not only help you lose the weight, you can do that with lots of programs, but how do they help you keep it off? This is the key to this product. Collagen protein, aloe vera, and an 86% success rate. There is not another product, another program in the world that has an 86% success rate. So lose the weight. Go to calitrin.com. Use the code DJV, and you'll be entitled to discounts on every bottle, $10 off every bottle, in fact, and then a free bottle when you buy more than three. That's the DJV code. Help helping you lose the weight and keep it off with Calitrin at Calitrin.com.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Our resident psychic, the psychic scout, if you will, is Mary O'Malley, who's a fabulous psychic. PsychicScout.com is her website. She has all kinds of opportunities for people individually and collectively to learn about hypnotherapy, to learn about how to, if you will, cue into past lives. She's done a lot of research. So I wanted to, one of the themes behind our program, every week we have sort of a theme or a thread that goes through it, Mary, and today we're talking about self-compassion, what people learn about themselves from the people they're around at the youngest ages, people who at the first age, you know, when do you first start to understand your parents? At three, maybe four, those important moments. And it goes, you know, they become more dependent on you, I think, as they get a little bit older. So how do you advise parents? And a parent comes to you and says, I need a consultation. My child's going crazy. I don't know how to handle this daughter or this son. I'll bet you, because there's a lot of counseling that you do that's aimed at family realities. So what do you do to help parents calm down or to do the right thing by their children?
Well, I take a look psychically what's going on with the child, how they're feeling, try to get their thought process. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times, surprisingly enough, it's with an older child, you know, and, you know, we all have our own path. And so most of the time, that's what it's about. The parents are hoping for one thing, but the child has their own path, their own talent. you know, sometimes the children are reacting to the parents, their the parents' drama. So the kids can be like a mirror to their parents' drama. So I just approach it from that. You know, the you know, as children, we're so influenced by our parents. It's crazy because we have a blank slate when we come in, you know, and they're the ones that do most of the imprinting for us. So I find that a lot with hypnotherapy. You know, things happen when a child is four.
So and, we come into this life. I think maybe the interpretation here or the inference, we come into life, we all sort of, we understand what's going on, come in perfect. We are perfect when we are born. And then our parents and our environment spoil it. What's the point of that? Right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, right.
Other
than it gives work to people like you, I mean, what the heck is the point of screwing everybody up?
So, you know, most parents don't do it on purpose. They have their own things going on. And I thoroughly believe we pick our parents before we get here.
I do, too.
That we want a
pick
certain life
path.
Pick
the day we're born, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah. We pick a certain life path, and these parents... You know, we judge to be the ones to take us down that life path. So, you know, we want to blame everything on our parents, but the truth is we picked them, you know, and so why did we pick them? What did we need to learn from that?
Yeah, yeah, and that is the question. Why do we do, if we believe the philosophy that you and I are espousing, then why is it if we, you know, I guess you look at spirit or the universe or whatever. What are they trying to prove by making everything such a mess? By having it be a mess. You know?
Well, you know, there's a lot of grace and glory in coming from a difficult background and coming through that and becoming your own person.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, we pick parents that are supportive and wonderful and easy and make it easy for us to go on and do wonderful things. There's a lot of reasons we choose this human experience because we have the ability to create wonderful things from that. So it just depends. It just depends on what our soul is choosing to experience before we get here. You know,
yeah.
And I know it sounds weird, but the first time I heard that concept, I was angry.
You were.
But at the same time, every cell in my body resonated as truth with that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I kind of go with that and take a look at what's going on with the child and what's going on with the parents and, you know, what spirit has to say about the situation.
Hmm. Well, it seems like a lot of work, actually. You get right down to brass tacks. It just seems like with no explanation that makes any sense, we've created a world that is chaotic and has so many problems. And, you know, people get discouraged. They commit suicide. People come to you and they're desperate. People come to folks like you. What do we do? How do we, you know, people are it seems to me today, really grasping at straws.
Yes, because there's so much information available now, it gets to be, you know, in the old days, you only have the information your parents and your community gave you.
Right.
And these days, you have information from all over the world, good and bad, and that does make for some conflicts and confusion. I think what I do is I teach people to converse with the universe, universal energy, divine intelligence, to trust that their path is their path, regardless of what's going on around them.
All right, find Mary at PsychicScout.com. Mary O'Malley is our resident psychic here on Your Hidden Power.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Time for us to move on Your Hidden Power into the world of astrology. Of all of the things that we talk about here, I think you can tell by my tone. I'm fascinated by all of this stuff, and that's why I put this program, Your Hidden Power Show, together. Find the podcast at Your Hidden Power Show. But there's something about astrology. Maybe it's because it's easier for me to understand, although I don't claim to understand. Sometimes even I'm confused by Western astrology, Eastern astrology. So that's why we have Laura Banks here, who is a great reader. She does chart readings. You choose whatever you want to pay, actually, for her readings when you call her at 352-552-1243. One of the things that, I have a thread that goes through the hours, each hour, each week. And so we were just talking about why it is that we pick when we come into this life. I don't know that you and I have actually talked about this, but I believe you would believe that we pick the day, we pick the time, we pick the place, and we pick our parents from the connections that we have and whatever lessons we need to learn. So, in that way, what do you understand as how people? Why would we pick? You know, in your instance or mine, if you want, well, you know, do you know why you chose your birthday?
Specifically, probably for some pretty rough lessons, if I'm looking back. Thank you for having me on your Hidden Power, Doug. I was loving on the show.
Thank you.
I will tell you, I'm always amazed at people that say predestiny is not a thing. But when you look at emergency rooms, when there's a full moon, the whole definition of the word lunacy, there's more crime, there's more high emotions. Yeah. Planets are moving within a millisecond of each other. But we're supposed to not be moving on some path that's predetermined. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. Why did I choose what I chose? I lost a brother at a very early age in a very tragic car accident. did I choose that? Yes, I did, and I chose my parents. And what I learned from that was to go for my dreams, because I realized life is short. So every time there's a harsh lesson, you know, there's a gift on the other side where if you're tapped into it, looking at it that way versus a victim of something.
Let's take a specific example if we can. Mm-hmm. Someone comes to you, more and more men are getting, I was having lunch with some people over the weekend, and we were talking actually about this and how there are more men. I was in a room of 40 some odd people, and the discussion was loosely got around to astrology, and there were three or four men in the room. 10% of the room were men. But what the reality is, I'll bet that a lot of your clients now are businessmen, people who come to you, want to understand their chart. When's a good time for me to start a business? When's a good time for me to move in a different direction? All of that stuff plays into what you do, right?
Absolutely. I wish I had more clients in the male persuasion, Doug, but not quite yet. Primarily it's female. When I worked at Universal Studios and did direct readings with people, it was primarily the women that would sit down and the husbands would join them, and then they quickly get completely blown away by it. But there are decisions to be made professionally, specifically about where Saturn is in a man's or a woman's chart, which is right now.
Why? What does Saturn do? Explain what Saturn does in terms of business or opportunity, will you?
Well, I'm a bit obsessed with Saturn and its partner Jupiter in crime. Mm-hmm. Saturn is the taskmaster. It's the thing that's going to happen at all costs, no matter what you do, no matter what you say. You tap into the energies. Where is your Saturn in your chart? What sign is your Saturn in your chart? What house is it in? And I can tell you the easiest way to make money. I can tell you the effortless way. There's all these pathways available to people. They don't know that they're just looking around some other pathological way that they inherited from a mother or a father to be looking, and right in front of them, like if you have Saturn in the fifth house, you're going to make money in the amusement industry. If it's in the third house, it's in publishing. If it's in the eighth house, it's joint funds, joint ventures, other people's resources, taxes, accounting. It's as clear as a bell. And I'm always spot on. It's not that I have some gift. And why you love astrology, Doug, is because it is a map. It's understandable. It's a 5,000-year-old science. There's tools.
Well, it is a science, and that's the thing. Yeah. A lot of people don't get that it really is a science. It was first called astronomy before it was called astrology, and now we know what astronomy is versus astrology. I think that you've just led people to believe a great way to find the way forward is to talk to you. I'd agree with that. Go to stargalnetwork.com or email Laura Banks at AOL.com or call her at 352-552-1243. This is your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.